100.3 WRNB. It's the Quincy Harris Morning Show with Kay Fox. In the studio right now, she's a singer. She's a reality star. She's a fighter, a lover, a fighter for love.
Like, I'm not a thought.
No, not at all. We got, no. We got Lil Mo in here. What's up, Lil Mo?
I'm good. I'm good. How you?
I'm doing good, man. Man, that Baltimore just came out. You hear how you?
No, I can't. I be trying to like sound like regular, but that you and yeah. Doug, I be trying to like reverse it because I don't live out there anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen. No. All right. So we see you all over the place. We got to talk reality yeah. show. So now you're on Love & Hip Hop New York.
Yes.
Is that different for you, like being on reality shows, cameras? Like, cameras have always been on in your face for the last 20, 25 years.
Yeah.
But, like, is it different, like, them literally filming your life, seeing your every movement?
No, I did on reality TV before I did R&B Diva yep. of L.A., and that was, like, 2012 to 2015. So, from 2012 to 2015, they filmed my life. But this is a different dynamic. So, you know, L.A., you could be fake out there. But even though I was like, man, I was so East Coast in L.A., but New York... If you can make it there, they say you can make it anywhere. That was yeah. that was a whole different swag because that's originally where I'm from. So going back and just like being thrown in the melting pot with all the different artists and the different personalities and people, and you know, you just have to deal with it. Like that's being like Daniel the Lion's Den, yeah. Gilligan yeah. off the island. You feel me?
Correct me if I'm wrong. With R&B Divas, was Chrisette Michelle a part of that cast?
Yes, of the LA one. Yeah.
Okay. Do you still have a relationship with her?
Yeah, me and her still cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's some things that...
Yeah.
What? It just seems like she lost her black card along the way somewhere.
Oh,
it seems yeah. like that. A lot of people kind of rebuked it.
When was the inauguration?
The inauguration was last year. January.
People
are not feeling her.
They put her on that list. They was just like, no, sister, you can't come back. Because, you know, she was like more of the natural singers. Like, but she still sings down. Like, her voice hasn't gone anywhere. But... A lot of people wrote her off because she performed at the inauguration.
For Trump.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, you should have just told. What people were mad at, they were saying because it was for Trump. But they didn't get mad at the boy that she performed with. Dude, I don't even know his name. She sang a gospel song. So she said she was going to bridge the gap. But they said, no, you was going to get a check because
$700,000.
That's what they said. But it wasn't $700,000.
Okay.
Like, so I don't know who started that lie, but it cost her a lot. So I was touring with her at the time.
Okay.
So it goes from selling out venues to after the inauguration to people just like scared to come. And I know people really want to hear her sing, but you know how like when the thing happened at H&M, you know you still want to shop there because of the sale,
yeah.
but you don't want to go there because you don't want people to see you.
Yeah.
So it was like that type of feel because I hosted it and then I performed on it too. And I was just like, yo, like, once black people cut you off, you cut off.
Were you mad at her? Like, dang, man, you slowing up our tour money. Or was it?
No, because we still got paid the same amount.
Okay.
Like, the money didn't stop. I thought that they were going to cancel the tour after. They was like, no, we back on the road next week. So
wow.
I was like, wow. We were like in Denver and LA. Like, we still had shows to do. She was like, no, work still goes on. And she's about to go on another tour. So her work doesn't stop. But one thing I do like about it is that she didn't quit. A lot of people would have crawled under a rock, died,
yeah.
tried to come back and not my child. People still haven't let her live it down.
Wow. And what's your conversation been with Chrisette Michelle, you know, since that incident?
We don't even talk about it. I didn't care.
Yeah.
I was like singing at somebody's church, singing somebody's bar mitzvah. Like that was her job. But I understand the sensitivity of the nation because one minute everybody was Trump fans when he was in Home Alone and then they was all staying at the hotel. Man, everybody used to go to AC to
Celebrity
stay at the
Apprentice.
Trump,
yeah.
Taj Mahal. Then everybody wanted to be on the show. But then when he ran for president and everybody saw who he really was, that's why I'm just like, yo, if I don't like you from the beginning, I'm not going to just all of a sudden like you at the end. If I don't like you, I don't like you. People just all of a sudden stopped liking him because they say he was racist or whatever they felt. And then anybody attached to him, they didn't like him. I'm just like, yo, that's deep.
Yeah.
But everybody still likes Floyd Mayweather because he voted for him and he was at the thing. But
yeah.
everybody, you know what
I didn't
saying?
Know that.
People, yeah, he's that front row.
Wow, at the inauguration.
Yeah. Everybody chose up. But I said, you know what? That's why I stay neutral. Because there's some things that I've been involved in. People like, you shouldn't have did that. I'm like, I got kids.
Yeah.
This is my job. I can't pick and choose when I want to be little.